This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
What do you get when you combine an aggressive entrepreneur with a big idea to change the planet? Well, first of all, you get a whole lot of ticked off climate scientists to begin with, and then maybe some bigger problems, too. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
We don't know all the details, but according to Jim Thomas, a researcher with the Et Cetera group that helped uncover the plan, a California businessman named Russ George
managed to convince a small village on the west coast of Canada to give him a large amount of money to go out into the ocean and dump a large amount of iron.
The idea? The iron would encourage the growth of plankton, which would draw fish and trap carbon dioxide, maybe earning some carbon credits.
So that's basically what he did. He set up a company which went out and dumped iron in the ocean.
And in the process, apparently violated international agreements about ocean experimentation and geoengineering the environment. Andrew Parker is from the Harvard Kennedy School.
Perhaps most important to me is it contravened the spirit of the international agreements, which is the spirit that this really controversial area of research, if and when it does go ahead, it should be transparent. It should be subject to public oversight.
George also crossed a whole lot of scientists. Kenneth Cole is a professor at Moss Landing Marine Laboratories. He's been studying the potential of seeding the oceans with iron for years.
I'm a little dismayed that the finance and the entrepreneurial spirit has gotten way ahead of the science on this topic.
He says there are potential and not fully understood risks to this sort of geoengineering. And he worries that the public outcry over the project could jeopardize good science in the future. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.